And a very good afternoon. We are here with Selina Shalad, who is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. And a very special proclamation has been drafted by the Mayor of Elbow Lake, Roger Toso, proclaiming November General Aviation Appreciation Month. In Minnesota, general aviation contributes over $5.3 billion to the state's economy annually. And Ms. Shalad, if you could kind of tell us a little bit about your organization first, and then, you know, if we could kind of discuss this proclamation and kind of how it highlights, you know, where it promotes economic viability for these communities.
Sure. So as you mentioned, Mayor Toso had recently proclaimed November as General Aviation Appreciation Month, and we've been encouraging a lot of our local partners to help to pass proclamations recognizing the importance of aviation and general aviation, in particular because, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily realize the importance of general aviation.
And in terms of, you know, general aviation, you know, we look at an airport, you know, like Elbow Lake. It's obviously a smaller community, very active, but it's a smaller community. I know there are a lot of airports of that magnitude, and we have one right here actually locally where our radio station is located here in Fergus Falls that used to have a commercial service coming through here. Is this something that you kind of work with and advocate as far as, you know, trying to get a lot of these larger carriers to come back?
A little bit of both. So commercial aviation is, you know, most people kind of recognize what that is. It's those commercial flights carried out by the big commercial operators, and then general aviation is basically anything that's non-commercial and non-military. So, you know, a lot of people may not necessarily realize what all that entails unless their life is directly touched by it. They have relied on a medevac or, you know, that they've flown before, but it's a very broad cross-section. It can include anything from businesses that use and operate their own aircraft. It can be for agricultural use. It's flight training, medical care, disaster relief. It's the helicopters that a lot of our law enforcement uses. So it really is a pretty broad cross-section. But just to give you an idea, so there's about 5,000 airports around the U.S., and there's commercial service to several hundred of those airports. So that commercial service is very important, and you know, we continue to advocate for that service to be retained, particularly to small and mid-sized markets. But then we also try and raise awareness about general aviation, which, as I mentioned, is sort of the non-commercial and non-military, and all those thousands of communities that don't have commercial service rely on general aviation. So if there's a business that operates near a local general aviation airport, and they may own their own aircraft and use that to carry tools or supplies or get to other markets that otherwise they wouldn't be able to get to. All of that activity is very important. And that activity actually totals over $5 billion annually in Minnesota alone. So it's an important form of transportation, and it's an important economic driver.
Well, and I'm sure a large part of that is the agricultural groups, as you know, especially when you get out into the rural areas where you've got a lot of, you know, what we call crop dusters or just folks that are applying chemical or are doing, you know, photography type work as well.
Absolutely. It really, agricultural use is a huge component of general aviation. It's very important both for surveying crops and farmlands as well as for the application of anything to treat or, you know, there's a lot of different uses for agriculture. But for states like Minnesota and a lot of different states around the country, agricultural use of those aircraft is very important.
Now, speaking specifically again about the proclamation that Roger Toso of Elbow Lake proclaiming November General Aviation Appreciation Month, what in terms of the economic impact, what is it going to bring to a community like that? Or what do you hope to have it bring to a community like that?
I think it's just awareness. Again, you know, that these proclamations help to raise awareness that general aviation is such an important economic driver. As I mentioned, those airports and the economic activity that depends on them in Minnesota alone accounts for over $5 billion of economic activity. General aviation and the businesses that depend on it drive about 26,000 jobs, supports over $1.5 billion in labor income in the state. So it's a lot of important local economic activity that those airports drive. So that's what I think this proclamation helps to do to raise that awareness.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Selena Shalott, Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America.